American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
God's mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness.
God, thank you for showing your faithfulness to all generations.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. As God has shown himself faithful in all things, may we reflect the faithfulness of God. Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Sandy Rios with you on this last day of our Fall Share-a-thon, coming to you live from the studios in Tupelo, and how fun it has been for me to be here, and how fun to meet so many listeners who drive across the country to come in and answer the phones and just be part of this. In fact, that's something you could do if you want to in the future, to come and get to know everyone and just pitch in. I'm sitting next to Tim Weilman, who's the president of AFA. And by the way, yes, there is news. Boy, there's tons of stuff I want to talk to you about this morning. So be sure and stay tuned. And I know when you hear it that it's kind of a fundraiser. We know what we all do. But we also know if you are vested in this ministry, and so many of you are, you tell me you listen every morning, you love the information that we bring you, and we are privileged to be trusted by you. We take that very seriously. And so, you know, we have to raise money in order to be able to do this. So it's just kind of a thing that we have to do. It's like brushing your teeth. You got to do it every morning. And so this is twice a year, the share-a-thons. And if you have not given, this is the last day. And so I hope you will. You will, right? You're going to do this. The phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net and make your, you know, the amount that you can afford given your circumstances. So that's what we're asking for, your help and partnership with American Family Radio. Tim Weilman. Tim, how are we doing?
Hey, good morning, Sandy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Well, okay. The total amount pledge keeps changing. I'll tell you where we are.
It's going up, though, right? Not down?
Yeah, going up. I'll tell you where we are and where we want to be by the time we close this afternoon, late this afternoon or this evening, 7 o'clock Central Time this evening. And we are at 6,280 pledges, 6,280 pledges so far. Praise God for that. That's from people all over the country, families. And the total amount pledged is $1,176,000. That's wonderful. But by the time we close at 7 tonight, I'd love to be at $2
million. Okay.
$2 million. That's where we want to be tonight. So that's kind of setting the table for the day. We have a match going on right now. Just started. And this final day, I don't know how many more of these matches we'll get, but I mean, these folks call in and they want to pledge. I got a call from a gentleman yesterday who wanted to give $20,000. And, you know, I tried to talk him out of it, but he insisted. And, no, I did not talk him out of it. I said, praise the Lord, brother. Thank you for your generosity. And he said, lives in North Carolina, and he said, hey, I really believe in what you guys are doing. You're changing America. You're sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're telling the truth, and I stand with you, and here's my donation.
Isn't that something?
So if you, this is the last day, if you want to give now, you can have your money doubled. If you want to give now, you can have your money doubled. So last day, I know many of you are waiting till the last day to get on the procrastination train, I guess you could say, or get off of it. I don't know which one you're supposed to do, but point is, don't wait till the day's gone and then wish you would have given to American Family Radio, because we're listener-supported Christian radio, and now's the day. This is the last day of our share-a-thon. We won't do this again until April, so we need to hear from you. Often Radio is a one-way street. We want to hear from you. Here's the phone number to give, and again, if you will give, your donation will be doubled. Starting right now, 7 o'clock Central Time. Well, 9 minutes ago it started. We weren't on the air until 4 minutes ago. So here's the phone number to give. Please call and be as generous as you can. Help us reach our goal. Again, our goal is $2 million. I'd love to go to $2 million. 877, this is the phone number. You can call and make your gift right now. Especially if you love Sandy's show in the morning, Sandy Rios in the morning. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or go on the internet at afr.net. Maria in Perry, Georgia has called. Brian in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. We really are American Family Radio. We're calling from all over America. Kenneth in Tupelo, Mississippi, our headquarters. Mary Kay in Hesperia, Michigan. You know how you pronounce that? Michigan?
No.
Okay. You know, Michigan, you know, right?
I do.
Yeah. Okay.
Michigan. I got it.
Lloyd.
M-I-C-H.
In Madisonville, Louisiana. And William in Poplarville, Mississippi. And Joy in Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
That is so cool. I used to have a friend that lived in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, up in the cabin in the hills, in the mountains, I guess. Tim, you know, AFA is always moving forward. We're adding radio stations left and right. You've mentioned some of those new stations. So people listening, of course, already already vested in that part of the ministry of the American Family Association. But there's a brand new movie. I don't even know if you guys are promoting it yet. It's a hot off the press called God, The God Who Speaks, mm-hmm. who I hear is really powerful. I've even had a chance to see it myself. So there's American Family Studios. Mm-hmm. You guys are producing stuff all the time. Do you have any like plans? Like, do you have stuff in the back of your head that you want to do that's kind of something new?
We have some very creative people here at our ministry who are always forward-thinking, and they bring to me ideas. I have some ideas of my own, but they bring to me ideas. And so, whether it's a movie that we make, a documentary that we make, whether it's a new radio station that we add, whether it's an article in our AFA journal that talks about somebody who's taken a stand out across America and made a difference, everything, or one of our Bible teaching programs that we have here, everything is centered around the gospel of Christ and the Bible and promoting the good news and trying to make a difference. You know, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 that we're supposed to be salt and light. Salt and light in our culture. So that's what he's counting on us to be. And the more Christians are salt and light, the better off America is going to be. Sandy?
Yeah, I remember doing a Bible study on that when I was much younger, Tim. I've never forgotten. I suppose this is apparent, but I'll just say that salt does a few things. It not only preserves, you know, in the old days, I remember my great-grandmother telling a story about this. The salt pork and the curing the meat, hanging it in the smokehouse, mm-hmm. you know. It preserves, keeps things from going rotten, but it also flavors. It adds taste. Mm-hmm. And so we are to season and preserve our world and add taste.
Amen.
And then the second thing is light. You know, light is beautiful. Light mm-hmm. is what you love to wake up in the morning when mm-hmm. the sun comes up, when you go into a bright area. It just lifts your spirits. But light also, the counter to that, exposes everything. Mm-hmm. If there are cockroaches, they run. Mm-hmm. It exposes all the dust in the corner that you didn't clean up. And it exposes. So we are to expose the darkness and to bring light.
Amen.
So those qualities.
That'll preach, Sandy, right there.
Yeah, I think so. And so that's really what Christians are called to be, the two sides of those properties.
Let me give the number one more time. Then why don't you give us some news? How about that? Or do you need to do something
else
first?
Yes, we're going to hear a listener testimony, and then I'm going to do the news.
Okay, well, let me give the phone number, 877-616-2396. That's to call us here at American Family Radio. And you call us here, folks, you're literally calling our offices. You're not calling, Bangladesh or somewhere else around the world that some companies, you call some company's 800 number and you're dialing somewhere around the world. This is American Family Radio, and we're answering the phones right here. And our studios and offices are in Tupelo, Mississippi, but we're a national ministry. And so many people have driven from all around. I see the couple out there from Minnesota, a gentleman from Indiana, Kansas, all over, Texas, all over. They've driven here to be with us to help us answer the phone. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Double your giving right now. Call, and your gift will be doubled by a generous person who's offered a matching gift.
If you're new to American Family Radio, a new listener, you might enjoy listening to the impact that American Family Radio has had on one of our listeners. Here it is.
My name is Deborah from Tennessee. As a new listener to AFR, I ask myself every day, where was AFR? I was out in the world really struggling for my life. I feel like I have stumbled upon a gold mine with AFR. You are a wealth of knowledge and God-sent wisdom. My radio station is set to AFR. I appreciate the gospel being preached and the truth coming forth with power, sincerity, and honesty. I'm an African-American female, but when I listen to AFR, I don't get a sense of race or division, just plain truth. Thank you for being the voice in the wilderness for all people.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, and I just have to comment on that because I'm actually on the warpath here about race relations. I am beside myself to see how the left is trying to divide and separate black and white Americans, and it's working. And I'm not gonna over my dead body. I guess I would say I have seen things in my lifetime progress so much and change so much that so that our children are actually colorblind. When they go to school, they don't talk about that. They play together, and now they have to be retaught those divisions. And all of the old hurts have to be stoked, and anger has to be stirred up. That's what organizers do, and that's what Saul Alinsky taught, and we're not going to let them do that. So on this station, you know, we're never going to see everything the same way. We have different pasts, different views of things. That's the beauty of God's creation. We can be different, but I'm not going to, personally, I am not going to let the left divide me from my black friends and create division. I am just determined. And so I think that the AFA is certainly on the forefront of that. We are working together. We're colorblind here, and we're going to continue to push that. But that doesn't mean that we, see, the bad part about that is when we get pushed to being dishonest with each other. Honesty is important. I mean, there are problems, depending on your point of view. There's holes in each side, and so we have to speak the truth. That's what God has called us to do, so we'll have frank discussions about that on my show and other shows here on American Family Radio. Tim, yesterday, I think the biggest story of the news cycle, and it's going to be for some time, it's certainly the biggest story we've heard in the last several months, is the story of the fact that we know now the FBI in 2009 began an investigation of the attempts by the Russians to bribe, and they actually were convicted, so it's not just a story. There was eventually convictions to bribe and cheat and cajole and mislead Americans, American businessmen, into they would do no-bid contracts and then put money offshore, and lots of people got rich, including the Clintons. The Clintons made, Bill Clinton made $500,000 in speaking fees for one night, and the Clinton Foundation made, I think, upwards of $33 million. And the people involved, and what they did was, I have not spoken, the nut of it is, they transferred 20% of America's uranium supply to the Russians. Now, uranium is the raw material that's needed to take a nuclear bomb to its final conclusion. And now we know because of a New York Times report this past couple of days that some of that uranium has gone to unknown sources. We don't know where it went, Tim. We don't know where that uranium has been sent. And so as we talk about North Korea developing its nuclear weapons, Iran, our government, when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State under the leadership of Barack Obama, sold 20% of our uranium supply to the Russians. And now we're not quite sure where it's all gone. And in the process, the Clintons enriched themselves. And there's more to say about that, and I'll say it when we return. This is Sandy Rios in the morning. Tim Wildman is my guest this morning. And our phone number, it is Share-a-thon. Our fall Share-a-thon is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net and make your pledge. And thank you so much in advance for all that you can do to help us stay on the air to give you the latest in the news. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
Master! Peace. Be still. Why are you so afraid?
Our nation is in the throes of an especially treacherous hurricane season. The magnitude of devastation is heartbreaking. But with heartbreak comes hope. Faithful believers are going in after the storms to help survivors.
We have seen the hand of God, which no man can control.
Disasters bring an opportunity for you and I to show Jesus.
Whether hurricanes, disease, financial ruin, or even loss of life, God is faithful through the storm. Even the wind and the waves obey Him. As He is faithful, may we continue to be faithful to share God's love. A reminder from the American Family Association.
Hi, my name is Suzanne Park. I'm a physician and I live just north of New Orleans, Louisiana. And I would like to give a hearty thumbs up and thank Abraham Hamilton III for his spot-on show called The Hamilton Corner. It makes my drive time home delightful, and when I can't hear it, I love listening to it on Facebook or on the YouTube channel. So I recommend it highly to all of my friends, and thank you, Abraham, for bringing a sense of reason and sanity to the media.
The American Family Association has existed for 40 years due to the faithfulness of God. As He is faithful, may we be faithful. Call now with your support at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Okay, it's time for the Procrastinators Club of America to convene. And break your bad habits of waiting until the last minute to call American Family Radio with your Share-a-thon pledge. This is the last day of Share-a-thon, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in October. We do this again in April, but you won't be hearing about, you know, how we need your financial support. We just don't beg and plead. We certainly don't borrow. So we need you to help us out, folks. If you believe in this ministry and you have not called already, many of you have already called and given to American Family Radio. If you haven't already, we need to hear from you so we can stay on the air and keep broadcasting in your community and other communities all across America. Here's the phone number. And by the way, right now you can give. We have these occasions during our Share-a-thon where the times where you can call and give. And because somebody else has made a pledge, somebody else has said, hey, I'm going to give a donation. And I want it to be, but I'm not committed to it unless it's matched by the listening family. I got a call yesterday from a gentleman who wanted to give $20,000, but he said, I want to see it matched by the rest of the listening family. So that's what we're doing right now. We're asking you to double your money, and that's how you can be the best steward, really, of your gift. Here's the phone number to call us. We have some folks standing by right now who can take your phone call right here. In our home offices, our studios, it's 877-616-2396. Toll free, 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net, AFR.net. Please call and support us if you haven't already. If you have already, God bless you. We appreciate you. You're helping us stay on the air with truth and information. And Bible teaching and all kind of news that you get each day here on American Family Radio. And you start every day right here with Sandy Rios in the morning. And Sandy, you were telling us before the break this big story involving the Russians, talking about Russian collusion. You know, they're saying President Trump is investigating that. Well, now we got this huge blockbuster story about the Clinton Foundation taking how much money?
They were given almost $32 million.
Million.
Yes, right after this deal. And Bill Clinton made $500,000 in a speaking fee. There, listen, now, Tim, I told you this story yesterday. It was first published in The Hill. Sarah Carter from Circa is the one who's actually been on this story for several months. And so she's written her own story about it. Now other outlets, and we're finding out more. Judicial Watch is weighing in. So it's complicated. And so I want to do my best here to make it, help me to make it clear. So when President Obama was in office and Mrs. Clinton was Secretary of State, the FBI started investigating information that they had that the Russians were bribing and doing all kinds of things, untoward things, to try to get our part of our uranium supply. And they actually investigated that for a long time. And it started under FBI Director Mueller. It continued under Comey. The person in charge of the investigation was Rod Rosenstein, who's now heading the Justice Department, and Andrew McCabe, who was the agent who's under investigation because he was very close to Comey, and his wife, this is very complex, Andrew McCabe's wife took a $700,000 donation from Terry McAuliffe, who was the fundraiser for the Clintons, to run for office in Virginia. And Andrew McCabe, as an FBI agent, they are prohibited from doing any kind of campaigning, and they also must disclose all their sources of income. He campaigned for his wife, and he did not report that source of income. That's one thing about Andrew McCabe. And Andrew McCabe is in charge of this so-called Russian collusion with President Trump. Andrew McCabe was in charge of the investigation of the real Russian collusion to buy our uranium, 20% of it, through bribery and other kinds of extortion. And so the FBI developed an informant, a businessman, who came to them because the Russians were trying to deal with him. Mm-hmm. And he went to the FBI. Yes, an American. Went to the FBI and told them what was going on. So he became an informant. And he is the one who has all the information. And he has been being represented by Victoria Tensing. Victoria is the wife of Joe DiGenova. Victoria's a big mm-hmm. figure in Washington. Now, I don't want to get sidetracked, but she's a very trustworthy person. I know Victoria myself. So, but her client, who's been trying to get the news about this real scandal out, had to sign a non-disclosure agreement with the FBI. He's not been allowed to talk about this. The FBI did that investigation, and then a committee, there is a committee that serves to decide when foreign investments should be allowed in the United States, when American-owned things should be sold to foreign entities. Mm-hmm. They review all of that, the national mm-hmm. security, all of it. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, Attorney General Eric Holder, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sat on that committee. And even though the FBI was investigating and knew that the Russians were bribing and that there was something untoward going on here, the three of them, with the rest of the committee, gave the rights to sell 20% of our uranium to the Russians, our greatest enemies, our greatest rivals in nuclear power. I mean, they've got all of their stuff from the Cold War, Tim. They have as much, if not more, of nuclear stuff as we have, and they're working with the Iranians. So President Obama signs off on this, and the Russians get 20% of our uranium. Judicial Watch kind of puts it this way. With the help of his good buddy Bill Clinton, Vancouver mining mogul Frank Gustra secured tens of millions of dollars worth of uranium to fuel nuclear reactors worldwide. The thank you note included $31.3 million in donations to the William J. Clinton Foundation, as well as a future pledge of $100 million. And, of course, Bill Clinton himself got $500,000. But we never heard about this. We're only now hearing. Now, we knew that it's not true that if you're paying attention to the news, that you knew that 20% of our uranium supply had been sold to the Russians. That was broken. People were talking about it. It was a scandal. How could they do that? But we did not know that the FBI knew all about the corruption, was in an active investigation since 2009, and in spite of that, made that sale. And we know that the Clintons enriched themselves. And so this has been the only thing that came out. The Justice Department released a little short memo to tell us that one person had done a plea deal on some sort of a transaction, never reporting what was behind all of this. And the key players now in the so-called Russian scandal are the same ones involved in the real scandal. Bob Mueller knew all about
this stuff.
James Comey knew all about this. Andrew McCabe, who's been running the FBI, was involved up to his ears. And so was Rosenstein, who's in charge because Attorney General Sessions recused himself. Rod Rosenstein is running the show about the Russian collusion. Not a single word about what they know about this uranium. Not a single word from them. And the other thing, Tim, that really is upsetting to me, remember that James Comey, when he leaked his notes to the New York Times, said, I did that so that it would force them to appoint a special prosecutor. So James Comey
against President Trump.
Yes, against President Trump. So he leaks it to the New York Times. Rod Rosenstein, who's in charge, rushes then to appoint who? Former FBI Director Bob Mueller. They're all in this together. Sessions was the outsider. I'm sure he didn't know a thing about this, and they made sure that he has nothing to do. He's have to recuse himself. He was advised to do that by counsel. By what counsel? I can't imagine. So I'm telling you, this is me speaking. I think the fix is in. I think this is very, very dangerous. I want to say that last night, Tucker Carlson had Peter Schweitzer on. Peter is the one who wrote Clinton Cash. And I want you to hear, if you don't mind, a couple of the interactions between them. Here's Tucker with Peter Schweitzer.
Back to the core question, the approval of this deal, Uranium One, purchased by a Russian company, giving the Russians, in effect, control of 20% of our uranium supply. The office of then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said basically she had nothing to do with the approval.
Right.
Is that
right.
true? How could that be true?
It's not true. And it's interesting with the Podesta emails that came out, the leaked Podesta emails, what you find is how they tried to cover this up. One of the assistant secretaries, a gentleman named Fernandez, came forward and said, oh, I was the one that really made the decision. She was not involved in that decision. But if you look in the Podesta emails, you see exactly how it went down. Fernandez is communicating with John Podesta and is saying, let me know what I can say, how I can be helpful. So she was intimately involved in this decision. And this is the important thing to keep in mind, Tucker. Hillary Clinton, in 2008, when she ran for president, went into detail. She actually had a plan on toughening CFIUS, this body that would
right.
approve these kind of controversial deals. So she's very knowledgeable on this subject, and she's a hawk on this issue. So for her to pretend like, well, I don't really know what was going on, I was not involved, just stretches credulity. And that's one of the reasons we need to have an investigation. And really, to this point, Tucker, we have not had a congressional hearing on this. We've not had a grand jury as far as we know. It's just shocking to me that there's been no investigation on this whatsoever.
All right, so Peter is saying, Tim, to recap that, he gives the actual name to the committee. The committee I was referring to earlier that makes the decisions about whether foreign entities can buy American companies or American resources. And Mrs. Clinton was an expert on that and was all over that. So for her to say she didn't know anything about it is just ridiculous. But I want us to go into the second clip here before we talk. Tucker then goes on to talk to Peter. Peter gives even more incriminating information that I did not know, so here it is.
Just to be clear, the dots that we're connecting are not very far apart. So the chairman of this
right.
uranium company, Uranium One, is also on the board of the Clinton Foundation, a close friend of the Clintons. John Podesta's
yes, that's
company,
right.
the Podesta Group, lobbied on behalf of this company, Uranium One. Am I getting these facts wrong?
You're exactly right, Tucker. Here's the bottom line. As this deal was coming for approval in 2010, the Clinton Foundation received from 9 shareholders in this uranium company that was sold to the Russians. 9 of them all of a sudden decided they were going to donate large amounts of money to the Clinton Foundation, more than $145 million. And by the way, a lot of those donations were never declared publicly by the Clintons.
Right.
They were hidden. So it stinks in so many levels. Here's the other important national security implication, Tucker. This deal was predicated on the fact that when the Russians got control of this uranium, it would not be exported out of the United States.
Right.
That was part of the agreement. The New York Times has now reported that that's not true. Yellow cake from these uranium mines are being exported out of the United States, and we don't even really know where they're going. That
right.
in and of itself demands investigation.
Yeah, about 20% of it they've reported has gone to some unknown destination, which is ominous.
All right, so, Tim, this is the, I'm telling you, this is the worst scandal. Now, Bob Mueller knows all about this. So does James Comey. So does Andrew McCabe, who's been running the FBI. So does James Rosenstein, who's over the current FBI, or the current investigator of the so-called collusion between the Trumps. And there, and with no evidence. Here is evidence that they knew, and they've stayed silent. And so I'm telling you, I think these guys are circling the wagons. I think they shut Jeff Sessions out of this because they've got big secrets. They covered for the Clintons again on this. And it is so disgraceful and frightening, I can't even find the words. And it's putting the world at risk. Mm. Where is that yellow cake uranium?
Well, the, wow, that's deeper than a John Grisham novel right there. What all you've shared the last 10 minutes or so. And I followed you. Followed you right there. So you did a great job of explaining it. What the report just said right there was stunning to me, that these people who were investors, well, I say stunning. Stunning in the sense that this hasn't been really reported. These investors in this Uranium One, is that what they called
it? Yeah, that was the company.
That was the name of the company?
That was the company.
All of a sudden, all of them start giving millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation?
$145 million, 9 shareholders. And the chairman
now, they want something.
And the
you
chairman of Uranium One is on the board of the Clinton Foundation.
And okay. Whoa. Who's going to investigate all this?
Oh, the FBI is all over it, you know.
No.
Yeah, so,
it's Sandy sarcasm right there, ladies and gentlemen, in case you can't see it. Now, in all seriousness, this story did break the last couple of days. We will see whether it gets any traction or not. Now, the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, I did see him before the Senator Grassley's committee yesterday. He was being asked about this. He would not comment on, did he call it an ongoing investigation? But you're talking about a lot of people who are still at the FBI, Robert Mueller, who were in on this, who were in on this deal, goes back to 2009, 2010. Yes. Now, it at least deserves a full-fledged investigation because you don't sound too confident that's going to happen.
Well, look, there is going to be something, but the problem is that our congressmen are so inept at holding anybody accountable. And so, but I saw that to say, Charles Grassley's trying to.
Right.
Chuck Grassley
right.
has asked Victoria Tensing if this businessman who had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, the FBI told him he could not testify before Congress about this. And he's received threats from the Justice Department, not from the Sessions Justice Department, from the Eric Holder Justice Department, that if he, here's a quote. This is from Grassley's letter asking if he can appear. Further, the reporting indicates that your client can testify that FBI agents made comments to him suggesting political pressure was exerted during the Justice Department probe and that there was specific evidence that could have scuttled approval of the Uranium One deal. And then it talks about how he was threatened and he was afraid to come forward. And he's still afraid to come forward. So Victoria Tensing is trying to find a way. So to be clear, Charles Grassley is asking him to testify, and they're trying to set up sort of a situation where it has to be decided if the FBI can stop an informant from testifying before the Senate, who should be overseeing and supervising
right.
the FBI, who has the power. And that's the struggle right now. Can this guy talk on the record under oath to this committee? So that's kind of a synopsis of it. All right, so this is why we need your...
And none of these guys who gave these millions to the Clinton Foundation have given us a dime. here for Sheraton.
No.
Have they?
We don't need that kind
that
of...
That we're aware of.
We don't need that kind of money.
I'm just kidding.
Yes, you know we don't. But we want... Listen, we need money from our faithful listeners. And
amen.
We are a team. We are a family. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Sandy Rios along with Tim Wildman on AFR Talk.
Hi, I'm Jeff Shambly, one of the producers of the AFA documentary, The God Who Speaks, coming out next year. You know, in a day when biblical truth is under attack, this new film is an urgent call to the church to stand on the divine authority of the Scriptures. And you may not have thought about it, but your support of American Family Radio allows thousands of people to be made aware of projects like The God Who Speaks. So I'd like to thank you for partnering financially with American Family Radio. What they're doing is vitally important.
This is John from Olive Branch, Mississippi. You guys have really blessed me. I've been listening for a few months now. It's just great to hear some strong, unapologetic witnesses for the Lord that stand on His Word as opposed to standing on the shifting sands of the culture. Just keep on doing what you're doing. We really appreciate it.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. As God is faithful to us, may we be faithful to share His love. Call now with your support at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sandy Rios in the Morning. I'm not Sandy. Sandy's to my left over here. Rarely that Sandy's to the left of anybody. But she's to the left
That's
of
true.
Me.
That's true.
She's to the left of me right now with her USA
sweatshirt
on.
Salute. It's,
Sandy is very patriotic. Looks like she's going to participate in the Olympics. She's so patriotic looking over here. But it's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman, and thank you for listening. And if you're new to American Family Radio, welcome. We appreciate you. We've got a lot of new stations we put on the air the last year. Jacksonville, Florida. Culpeper, Virginia, which reaches the suburbs of Washington, D.C. We've got a new station on in Corpus Christi, in Allen, Texas. In, Lexington, Kentucky. You're relatively new there. Huntsville, Alabama, we increased our power. Montgomery's new. And Baton Rouge, we've increased our power there. New Orleans, got a new station in New Orleans, relatively new station. So we're expanding as much as we can, as much as our finances will allow. And we want to impact the country for Christ. We want to tell people the truth about what's happening. We want to get people engaged in their Christian faith and also in knowing what's going on in our country, like Sandy tells us about every morning, so that we can elect the right people to do the right thing and protect our religious freedom, our liberty, stand for life, and family values, and all those things that that make America great, and the Constitution, rule of law, all those things. We've added some new programs, the Hamilton Corner, in the afternoons with Abraham Hamilton III, very popular program here on American Family Radio. We've added that in the last few months. So we're trying to do our best to bring you the very best programming we can, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We take that responsibility very seriously. Well, I say all that to say that's our part. Now, will you do your part? If you have not given to American Family Radio during our Share-a-thon, this is the last day. If you have, thank you very much. Appreciate you getting us to this point. But if you haven't, if you've, as I said, if you're a member of the Procrastinators Club of America, you need to quit paying your dues and start paying to American Family Radio. Here's the phone number. And by the way, we're under a match here, meaning that if you give right now, your gift is going to be doubled. Somebody else is going to match your gift from now until 9 o'clock Central Time, I think. So call and be as generous as you can and help us here to do the things I mentioned a few minutes ago. We can't do it without your financial support. We are listener-supported Christian radio, listener-supported Christian radio. We're not going to get $30 million from some guy in Russia like the Clinton Foundation did. nor do we want that kind of money. I'm half joking here. What I'm saying is, it seems like the devil's got a lot of money, and you know, Christians need to support the good things that are going on in our country, and American Family Radio is certainly one of them. The phone number is 8 to reach us here to make your gift, make your pledge, is 877-616-2396. Toll free, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net, AFR.net. The folks are answering the phone out here. We're looking at them, answering the phone through the glass, on the other side of the glass here, answering the phone here at American Family Radio. Sandy, it's been great to have you here Tuesday, Wednesday, and today for our Share-a-thon. Usually you're, you know, broadcasting from somewhere else, but now you're in studio with us.
It's great. It's been fun to be here, Tim. It's great to see everybody face-to-face because I work with the staff. Every morning we talk by phone, but we don't get to see each other.
Right.
That is a challenge because, you know, usually in the workplace you build relationships. But I have a great team. Between Rob and Adam, they are just it's nice to be in their presence.
Hey, it's the last day.
Will
you take 3 minutes and tell folks how you and I came about getting to know each other to do this radio program? Because that's
sure.
a great story.
It is a great story. I can't remember what year it was, Tim.
It was like five years ago, wasn't it?
That seems about right.
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres had been appointed to be the spokesperson for JCPenney.
Right.
And it was controversial. And AFA had weighed in on that.
Because she's a lesbian activist.
Yes. And yes, not just because she's a lesbian, but because she was pushing all kinds including gay marriage. And so I was asked to be on with Bill O'Reilly. I was a Fox News contributor for 8 years. And Bill asked me to be on to talk about Ellen. Well, I knew that was a huge challenge because I know people love Ellen DeGeneres. She's winsome and funny. And so what am I going to say? And how am I going to explain to an audience with a different viewpoint why this is not a good idea? And so I went on, and Bill was quite concerned about what I was going to say. And he can be a little bossy. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little rude sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's, you know, I've known him for years. I've worked on his show for years, and he was, don't do this and don't do that, you know. So, like, I didn't know how to talk on the air about this.
He's telling you this in your ear before you go live.
That's right.
Okay.
And so I get on, and, I always pray, and I consider my audience, and I make the case. So every time I would start to try to say something significant that I thought was the point I was trying to make, he would interrupt me. Listen, you know how Bill is.
Yeah.
And like a block, like football, I guess I just couldn't, or basketball, either one. And I felt when I got through with the interview, I was so frustrated because I felt I had not been able to say anything significant. So I went downstairs. Bruce was waiting for me outside the studio. And I got in the car and I actually started crying. Not because I can't handle rough stuff, because I handle lots of that, but it was the disappointment, and also, to me, it was a spiritual thing. I said to Bruce, first of all, what am I doing? I've been on television for years. I'm not doing this. So, gee, I can be on television. I'm doing this because I'm trying to communicate a message to a lost world in a way they can understand it. And if I can't say it, if I can't express myself, then what am I doing? I just think I should just quit. I just can't say, I don't, and I need, Lord, what do you want me to do? This is what I thought you called me to do if I can't speak. And so I was very discouraged, and we drove home, and I prayed about it, and the next morning I got a call from Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association, asking me if I would do the morning show for American Family Radio.
You and I didn't. You and I knew each other peripherally.
You had interviewed me a few times on
your
show.
Yes, but we didn't work together on a regular basis. You'd work with my dad.
I'd worked with your dad.
Worked with my dad. So it was almost sort of an introductory in terms of what we were doing here at American Family Radio to you. We had something happen in our early morning slot, and we had an opening, and you were praying, you know, Lord, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Because we need somebody for the 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning hour. That's critical to our listening audience. They need to have it. We need to have somebody who can bring the news and information of the day, but also do so from a biblical worldview. I mean, that's a huge, anybody can read the news, but somebody like Sandy, who has a biblical worldview and understanding to blend those talents and then to be able to communicate and have experience. I mean, you just don't find those kind of people, you know, out to dinner at Bonanza or Outback or wherever like that. So
you saw the interview with me with O'Reilly.
Bonanza's a steakhouse, by the way. Yes, I saw the interview.
You were watching the interview.
I just happened to be.
That's what we left out.
I used to watch Bill O'Reilly's show all the time. I really enjoyed him, despite what you shared about his personality.
Yeah, despite that.
Despite that, I liked his show. I mean, I used to watch it all the time. And because he was one of the few that would bring conservatives on, like yourself, to talk about issues. And he did interrupt people a lot. I granted on that. But I just felt the need. I didn't know that you were up. I did sense that you were frustrated. Didn't I tell you that when we talked?
I don't remember those details.
Okay, but that's the reason I called you. That's one of the reasons I called you. I wanted to say you did. Thank you, Sandy, for going on and defending our position.
And I listened later, and actually I did make some points.
Yes,
but at the time I felt.
Right. Right. But the point was. So I was calling to thank you for what you did there by going on the program. I knew you were frustrated. But secondly, then to ask you, you know, would you be our morning host here on American Family Radio? So, you know, I don't, I'll just say that that's a God thing, as they say.
Absolutely. Yes, and the funny part is, I said, when? You said, like, right away. He was desperate.
Right. Right, and then we went to our engineers took the equipment we needed to Sandy's home and we put it in, and so she was able to do the show from your home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So more personal information. Here I am. See, being I never.
Right.
You know, I don't have to look at the. Oh my gosh! I just saw something on television. I wish I hadn't seen.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This is distracting. Tim, I had just had major surgery, and I had had both of my hips replaced.
Right.
I had, anyway, it's a long story. And I had them at the same time. So the first time I came down to AFA, after you hired me, I was on a walker.
Mm-hmm.
And in the mornings, when I tried to get up, you know, I got up at 5. It was so hard for me to get dressed. I couldn't reach.
Right.
And it was just... To try to get ready and to get in there and do show prep every morning was just a Herculean effort. And so I think about that's how it all started.
Right,
and
here we are.
Now I'm
several years later.
Yes,
and
fully functioning,
still growing strong. Well, folks, that's the story of how I recruited Sandy Rios to be on in the morning. So you're welcome, America, as they say. I'm Tim Wildman with Sandy Rios. You are listening to American Family Radio. It's Share-a-thon. And here's the phone number, folks. If you appreciate what Sandy does every morning and you want to support our ministry, we're listener-supported Christian radio. We don't have a lot of big advertisements from companies. We don't get money from foundations, really. We don't get money from anybody except for you who listen to American Family Radio. That's the only way we're supported. Here's the phone number if you want to double your giving. If you want to double your giving, by that I mean there's somebody who's pledged several thousand dollars. I got to find out exactly how much it is. $20,000. If it'll be matched, they'll give a gift of $20,000. So we got an opportunity to get to $40,000. We need to do that. We need to take that opportunity and seize it. Here's the phone number to call and make a gift, 877-616-2396. That's a toll-free number. Again, 877-616-2396. 96 or go to afr.net.
You know, Tim, one of the things that I just love is hearing from our listeners. And so they've been calling in, leaving messages about what American Family Radio means to them. Let's listen to one.
Hi, my name is Matthew, and I'm from North Carolina. 7 years ago, the Lord really convicted my heart about being part of the problem. An uninformed Christian, didn't know what was going on. And I tried to watch the news, read the news online, and I just couldn't filter. There was so much fluff, obviously, even to me then, before I knew about the media's bias. And one day I was in my old truck and dial surfing, which is something I almost never do, and I came across AFR, and I've listened to it ever since. I really believe the Lord led me to your station that day, and what it's allowed me to do is not only inform myself, but also the other folks at our church that may not necessarily be inclined to listen to news outlets like AFR on their own. And I can keep them up to date and help them to know which of our representatives is voting which way and different things that we need to be concerned about so they can take action as well. And really appreciate what you guys do, and I love you all.
Very cool. All right, so if you're one of those people and you have your own story and AFA has meant something to you, American Family Radio, specifically this morning, call 877-616-2396 and give us some help, will you? It's 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net and make your donation. Tim, before we run out of time, I want to say that there are we placed two stories about the uranium deal on our Facebook page yesterday. They're still there. But I want to add two more today because the information keeps flooding out. Judicial Watch has done a piece, and they talk about things I didn't even mention this morning. It's Clinton's multi-million-dollar communist uranium deal.
That's the title of the story?
That's the title. Clinton's multi-million-dollar communist uranium deal, and that's from Judicial Watch. And then out of Breitbart, there's a story about the informant and what's happening with him. It's called FBI informant was blocked by Obama administration from testifying on Uranium One deal. Okay, so now Senator Grassley's trying to change that. They're trying to get him to testify. And so you'll be hearing
really
more
about
this.
It really does sound like a John Grisham novel, doesn't it? I mean, really.
It is.
Or somebody.
It is not a small thing. It's not like just a hint or a hunch. It was a collusion.
Right.
A verified collusion.
From 2009 and 2010,
began
right?
in 2009. And 2010, that's when they sold 20% of our uranium to the Russians under the headship of Barack Obama with Mrs. Clinton and Eric Holder sitting on the committee. And by the way, Eric Holder was on with CNN, the lead, yesterday, and he said, he was asked by Jake Tapper, "You're a member of the resistance?" Holder responded, "Yeah, yeah, I am. There's no question about that."
Resistance against President Trump?
The resistance,
and
yes, against all that's happening.
The former AG says, "I'm a member of the resistance."
Yes, he does. Yes, he says that. Well, that's not
openly.
Openly, he says that. He said it on CNN. We would have played the clip, except maybe we'll get Fred to play the clip. But, yeah, that's what we're up against here. We've got such a and the problem is, Tim, that we've had such a weak, the Republicans have been so weak that they have allowed so much corruption because they haven't been holding hearings. They're still not hardly holding any hearings. The House does not want to hold hearings on anything controversial. The election is coming up, and it's just too much trouble and inconvenient. So we've got the Pakistani IT scandal, and scandal doesn't even capture it. It's an espionage ring that was operating in the House of Representatives that has stolen and obfuscated thousands of email from our intelligence committees, completely corrupted our system. Yeah. And so, Paul Ryan doesn't want to hold hearings because it's, it would just kind of clog the works. So what they're doing right now is they're naming post offices. And by the way, the Senate has confirmed only six of Trump's nominees for judge. Six. That's it, Tim. Because they are abiding by a 30-hour rule for every nominee. Senator McConnell is enforcing that rule. And they are only in session from like Tuesday afternoon to Thursday noon, something like that. They took an entire week. The Columbus Day, they took Columbus week off. They are hardly in session. So they're naming post offices. They're not holding hearings, very few. They are holding hearings. I forget, though. They are holding hearings on the collusion between Donald Trump and the Russians. They're all over that. But this is what we're up against, and this is why 2018 is so important.
Absolutely.
And this is why we have to get the establishment. We have to get them
out. Yeah. Other than that, the world's great.
Other than that, well, you know what? God is in control.
Yeah.
And you know what's done in the secret will finally be exposed. And that's what we're seeing right now with the uranium. And more will be exposed. You know, because there will be justice, maybe not in our lifetime, Tim, but it might be. We might see it in our lifetime.
Amen.
And so that's one thing that we're going to look for.
Thank you, everybody who's called this hour during Sandy Rios in the morning, Richard in Garland, Texas. Cindy in Philadelphia, Mississippi, Richard in Kingston, Ohio, just some of the folks who called during this last hour. Thank you very much. Keep praying for Sherathon here on American Family Radio.
877-616-2396 is the number. You can call and get these call screeners who are eating their briskets this morning. They need to be talking to you. It's 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. Thank you so much for listening. Sandy Rios.